This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The loop back. When we look back into 2023, much of what we find ourselves discussing this year is the same stuff. And it's not just from 2023. We're still discussing COVID. We're still discussing climate farce. We're still discussing all things that date back 5-10 years are still being discussed. The border is an issue being discussed. Crime in America still being discussed. It's a cycle. And I tell you this all the time because you're here for a reason. I don't know. And I don't know how big the audience is. I don't know how big it's going to grow. I don't know. And the reason is it's not fair. It's not being presented fairly. If they let my voice get out there, I think it would be millions. But whatever it is, it is what it is. I'm really not going to focus on that. But here's what I'll tell you. Every time that we get together, I can guarantee you this. I'm not going to give you very much in the way of new topics. I'm going to talk about education or the lack thereof. I'm going to talk about the left using something against you, whether it's your sexuality, whether it's your gender, whether it's your political ideology, something. They're going to use it against you. It could be your ethnicity, and it doesn't matter what it is. You want to play a thought, have a little thought exercise, play a little game? Okay. We're going to play the ethnicity game. And I'm going to say a word, and I want you to think like a leftist. Latino. Now, if you think like a leftist, you're probably thinking border, immigration, something like that. Right? If I say black, you think, oh, victim, police brutality. If I say woman, you think, oh, misogyny. You think, not getting what they need, not getting a fair shake in America, whatever. It's whatever you pick, I guarantee you, I throw the topic, you'll go, Me Too movement for women, this, that, and the other, Harvey Weinstein. And here's what's funny. Every time you pick it, when you come up with your solution or whatever your thought is for that, you know, for that little exercise, ask yourself, who's the problem with it? In other words, when we think of blacks and I think of police brutality, I don't think, boy, conservatives are the ones that would bring that up. I think, nope, that's a leftist issue. See, when I think of blacks, I think of opportunity. If you say to me, blacks in America, I'm not lying. I know people out there go, come on, Kevin, seriously, you would think slavery, reparations, emancipation, whatever. No, I think opportunity. What an opportunity you have as a black person in America to not complain, to just go out, find the thing that you love and go do it. What better place could you do that? It's funny. I was watching something. I don't know what it was, but I was looking at it. I was thinking it was Dubai. They showed Dubai. I've never been, but it's gorgeous. It's stunning. And I think of the opulence, the wealth that's in that place. And I tell you, the first thing that happens to me is I go, I wouldn't want to live there. Number one, I don't want to live where one guy has the power of life, death, incarceration, freedom, taking away my freedom. One person, that sultan, that group of emirates they run it. And I'm telling you, you bounce into any one of them and make them mad, and your life as you know it is over. I don't want to live that way. Even though, I'll be honest with you, I feel like we're starting to live that way here. Can you imagine crossing Adam Schiff? Crossing Schumer? Hillary Clinton? It's life and death. But anyway, back to that. What the people that live in that place are so pretentious. It's all about the money, the glitz, the glamour. There's no real raw reality there. It's everybody putting on a mask. That mask is so far away from who they really are. I mean, in terms of their core. And here's what's most interesting. Let them lose their money and they lose their identity. They lose who they are. They lose their minds. That's how it works. Would you want to live under that? What I like about America is we can choose. You can choose. You could live that way. You could be the Beverly Hills type, the Hollywood, you know, style or whatever. But you could also decide, you know what? I like my regular life with my blue collar guys going to the pub. That's my neighborhood pub, blah, 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 the way they do in Boston and New York and Chicago and places like that. I've sat in there with friends. And it's like an extension of family. And when you get invited in, you feel that way. You feel like you're a part of something. That's the part of America that no matter how, I don't care how many beautiful buildings they build in Dubai, how many exclusive golf, you know, clubs or whatever, doesn't matter. You're never going to feel that thing you feel here. Not there. It's beautiful. It's like, you know, a Victoria's Secret model. They can be beautiful to look at, but difficult to maintain. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Anyway, looking back, as I said, all this stuff, it's recycled. It's the same stuff. And I'm telling you, I want to set you straight for this year, next year, going forward. Everything that we talk about is going to be the relevance of what's happening today applied to concepts and principles that we've talked about for decades. In my case, for 15 years, I've been doing this show. Stories that date back years, and all we're learning now are details. Think about Watergate. You learn more details. Somebody, we uncovered this. They opened up the files on this or that. I'm going to be honest with you. There are days I get up, I go, this is rinse and repeat. But it's rinse and repeat for one reason. We don't get resolution. And when we do, it's not to our liking. I'll give you an example. Hillary Clinton started the lie of Russian collusion. We know this for a fact. After all the investigations, everything pointed back to that crooked Hillary Clinton. You know what happened? She had to pay $8,000. The DNC paid $120,000. Cost us $40 million. Did it resolve anything? No. Did anybody go to jail, go to prison over it? They had all kinds of companies. I don't remember the names of the various companies, but all these people complicit in this lie. Including our own representatives like the Adam Schiffs and the Jerry Nadlers and those types who claim they had information. All lies. And what was the consequence? Nothing. So we're still going to talk about it. And my goal is to talk about it until we get resolution. Because resolution is what we see.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We're talking about looking back, but I don't really consider things looking back. I'm not going to work on a calendar year, per se. We're talking about these various topics, and the reason is we're not looking back on anything. These are a continuation of a lot of stories that never got resolved. We didn't get resolution, and we certainly didn't get it to our satisfaction. Do you believe that the Justice Department is really looking to prosecute people for the crimes they're committing against you? Because if you do, then why is it we spent $40 million on Hillary Clinton's lie, and the only thing we got out of it was less than $130,000 from the DNC and Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton got fined $8,000. That's it. Over a vicious lie that cost the taxpayers of America $40 million. And vetted out nothing. What we found out was she lied. And we have to pay the bill? That's like going to court proving that you were right, but you still get stuck with attorney's fees. And you not only that, you got to pay the other person's attorney's fees. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I hope you're one of our 500 people that we're looking for to support us with recurring a gift of $20 a month. I hope you're one of them, and I hope you find other people to do it. And there are people out there who have supported us, and they've done more, and we have opened it up for other people to become part of the Backstage Club because somebody else is funding it for you. They've sent us the money. And one person I know sent their $100 a month, so they said, Kevin, let four other people join. Somebody's covering it for you. Another young lady, beautiful young lady, said she sends 60 a month, and she wants two other people to join. These are people that understand the message is important. What I'm going to talk to you about today, I promise you, it's not even to consider it a recap is not the case, because when I was looking at stuff, you'll see a lot of articles looking back on 2023 or looking back on 2020, looking back on 2019 or 2014. It's not looking back. It's the same stuff. Revisit it. And so I'll give you some ideas. Here's one story. And I'm just going to read the gist of it. Famed journalist and Pulitzer Prize winner Seymour Hersh. Talking about the infamous Nord Stream sabotage of 2022 was yet another CIA covert op meant to incite an escalation of the conflict in the Russian-Ukraine war and to terminally halt Russian transit of natural gas to Europe. Who benefited? The U.S. Our shipments of liquid natural gas, LNG, to Europe, as the U.S. stepped in to generously replace Russia as a source of gas, blew away all records. In fact, one could argue that the Ukraine war was orchestrated precisely for that one purpose, to ensure that the U.S. national gas exports would boom for years to come, courtesy of a captive market, Europe, which would be prevented from importing much cheaper Russian gas for years to come. Now, in the old days, you might go, that's a conspiracy theory, Kevin Jack. What are you talking about? Let me tell you something. I believe that a story like that is possible as much as I believe that I breathe the various concoction that I'm breathing right now. And I can no more see what I'm breathing than I can see what happened with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. But I believe it is entirely possible. And here's what I'll also bet you. I'll bet you that somebody knew that was going to happen, and they put some sort of investment in LNG. I'm talking about Congress people, and made money from it. And I bet if you find out when the Nord Stream pipeline was severed or cut or whatever they did, and you find out, and you do enough digging as an investigative reporter, you'll find out who knew, when they knew, and how it was all going to happen. Because that's how it works in D.C. Here's another story. Almost 5 years after the breakout of the COVID pandemic, which crippled global economies and led to the injection of tens of trillions in monetary and fiscal stimulus, precipitating the biggest inflationary wave in modern history, there is still no definitive explanation of where the virus came from, or rather escaped, and why there has been no punishment yet for those Wuhan Institute workers and those Americans giving them instructions and funding responsible for countless deaths and millions of businesses shut down. However, when a mysterious Chinese biolab was discovered in a remote California city, a bunch of people wanted to know if there was any connection for this lab that was in the middle of nowhere and what it had to do with COVID, what it had to do with Chinese bioweapons industry, and how many more labs exist across the United States, and what are they doing? I'm going to make you a bet. You probably didn't even know that there was a biolab discovered in the, who knows, in the, you know, we call it BFE, California, Nevada, or wherever it was. Can you believe that? A remote California city is how they described it. Do you think the governor of California didn't know anything about it? So when I look at look at COVID in general and look at the conspiracies only around that, just around that. Number one, don't call it Chinese flu. Don't call it China flu. Don't call it Wu flu. You were considered xenophobic if you said that. Now, we've given geographical names to many diseases, the Spanish flu and others. There was no Stop Spanish Hate But we couldn't call it the China flu or whatever, even though it came out of Wuhan. And then what they tell, oh, it was a bat deal or whatever. Look, I don't want to rehash all of it, but you get the lies. And it, what would have been the problem of saying, look, it originated in China? What? Spain didn't pay a big price when we called it the Spanish flu. Ebola isn't, we aren't paying for that. Hunta, all these different African diseases, we aren't charging anybody.
Well, if it gets your name, you got to pay for it.
You break, you buy. But why can't we call it the China virus, Chinese flu? Huh. Just think about the what was happening at the time with Joe Biden being bought and sold, owned by the Chinese, the level of influence these people had. And you start to get the picture. Then find out that we were working with them to do gain of function and lying about that, lying about these secret labs. Turns out Joe Biden's son had investments in this stuff. This is unbelievable. And we think of it as old news. COVID was 2020. And we're still talking about it. And you know what? We don't even know the most of it. We don't know the details around it. We still don't know about the vaccine and all the different things that went into that and how they ended up doing an emergency authorization act so that they could force things to happen with the Visine and exonerate these companies. That's still waiting to happen. We're still waiting to develop that. And it's been going on for years. We're going to be talking about this stuff for a long time. It's not a look back, folks. This is ongoing. And the reason why it's ongoing is we have a government that isn't going to let us resolve it. Why? Because it's complicit. But you're the conspiracy theorist. They haven't done anything wrong.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A landmark case accusing Israel of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza moves into a second day before the International Criminal Court of Justice. The U.S. State Department not moving off its support of Israel in the case.
The allegations that Israel is committing genocide are unfounded.
State Department spokesman Vedant Patel. South Africa is presenting its case against Israel before the Global Criminal Court. Israel set to address the court today. U.S. and British forces reportedly working together on military strikes against Houthi rebel targets in Yemen this week. U.S. government officials characterized these actions as retaliatory, saying this comes after months of attacks by the Iranian-backed militia on commercial shipping in the Red Sea. There are multiple locations included in the U.S. and British target packages. Details about the death or injury of combatants, unknown. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden is compromised. And I'm as sure of that as I'm sure of the next breath I'm taking, which, there it is, I just took it. Early in 2023, it was reported that Ukraine is rocked by corruption scandal, wave of top officials resign, sports cars, mansions, and luxury vacations as people suffer. However, none of that matters since none of the legacy media dare to expose just who all those tens of billions in U.S. taxpayers' funds have gone to. And now, almost a year later, Ukraine is losing the war. Zelensky and his comrades are slowly but surely on their way out, yet nobody knows where $100 billion in funds have gone. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Check us out. I give you the ways to reach us, and I hope you take us up on it. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And those of you who have contacted me, do I call you? Yes. Do we talk? We fellowship? Yes, we do. I got a call from Bill out of St. Louis. He called me up. It turns out he's cousin to one of my big donors and a friend, a personal friend. And Bill says, Kevin, I want to help you. And I'm thinking of selling, you know, having this coffee thing that I can do. And he's in the process of working through that. But we've had amazing conversations, political and how he wants to help. And I so appreciate that. And thank you, Bill. It was funny when he was talking about it, I'm like, Bill, you want me to go into the coffee business with you? I felt like Paulie and Goodfellas. I don't know nothing about coffee. I don't know nothing about coffee, Bill. You want me to go into business with you? But he was like, no. I got it. I know how much coffee I can sell and what that'll mean for you. And I hope it comes through. I hope Bill's able to accomplish that. But here's what I like about it. He doesn't have to do this. This guy has made his money. He could check out. He doesn't need to be involved. I don't know whether he's got kids and grandkids. We haven't gotten that far in our dating. But he doesn't have to do this, but he wants to. And what's funny is this family, as I said, by accident, it turns out I know his cousin, but they're a family of givers. And yeah, I think that's amazing that people want to do that. So anyway, I do contact you. And I think Bill sent me an email or something, and may have even been the person that told me my voicemail wasn't working right. So we love it. I want to contact you. I want us to be, you know, learn more about each other. This is an important year. Anyway, I want to go back to this. So we've sent tens of billions of dollars to Ukraine. And it turns out these people are taking luxury vacations, buying the mansions and villas. Let me tell you what, I would love to have a country that's, you know, like got indigenous labor And I get all these crazy white Europeans and white Americans that want to give me money for stupid stuff like global climate change, whatever. And then I'd start a war with my neighboring country. We would wink at each other and I'd say, we're going to go to battle and we're going to get the best makeup artists and we're going to act like we've killed each other and we're devastating and we're going to get these same crazy white enablers to give us money. And then we're going to go buy up all the property, the best property, coastline stuff in Italy and Greece and wherever, and Dubai. We're going to buy all this property up and we're going to use their money. We're going to set it aside and put it into all the nonsense that they will fund, you know, like green energy stuff. We're going to watch what they do and do exactly what they do. And I want to tell you, within a generation, we could flip it. My little nation, I don't know what I'll call it, Ungako, whatever. Whatever I call it, it'll sound African, it'll sound depressed. And we'll have a section that only people go in that looks very, very depressed. And we'll cordon off this area of the country where most of us live. And we will live in luxury. It'll be like an Indian reservation. I'll have casinos, all kinds of stuff on there. And I'll pay the people to pretend to be poor. And in the evenings, they can come over inside of the wall where we all live lavishly. Now, it may sound like a joke, but trust me, it's probably countries set up very similarly to this. And Ukraine is using us. And what does our government do?
We've got to defeat that evil Putin, the Russian.
So let's just keep sending money to an endless war, right? This cycle. Endless wars. The thing that Donald Trump got us out of. Didn't let us get into anything new. But it's acceptable for Joe, for Biden. It's acceptable for Iran to be gearing up for war. To be menacing warships that we have in the Persian Gulf and elsewhere. And then paying others by proxy to do the same. And you know what Joe Biden's response is? A tepid, we'll shoot down their drone. Man, there is a void of leadership that is being filled by evil people right now. Anyway, that's just one story. Look, I saw I talk about this. I saw a video of Ukraine. I think it was Kyiv. And it did not look like a war was going on. You know, you see pictures of the 1940s in World War II where they had bombed, you know, France and parts of Britain, and it's rubble. Not such in Kyiv. And I don't know much about Ukraine. I've never traveled over there. But I'm telling you, if the video that I saw was anything close, and supposedly it is, it doesn't look like a war. It looks like a farce. So this is where we are. And by the way, this is still going to go on, and they still want to give money to this stuff. Now, look at what's going on in Israel. Money going to Israel, and they say that this is going to be one of the Achilles' heels of Joe Biden and his support of Israel. Israel is going in there, and they are killing these Hamas people. Israel is saying, we're going to town over this. We are not going to face this any longer. And I don't know how long it's going to drag out, and I'm not for it. Per se, but if you attack Israel, Israel deserves to go do what they do. Anyway, that's a whole other subject. Let's move on because I'm not going to have time to go through all of these. Here's another one. One of these stories that is going to come back. And some of these we'll cycle back on because they'll be related to COVID or J6 or whatever. But they, indeed, in 2023, a trip to Walt Disney World or Disneyland for the whole family would simply be too expensive, leading many to ask, where is everyone? Disney World was just about empty. As CEO Bob Iger himself admitted, customer affordability issues. Add the direct consequences of price gouging families plus the woke backlash, you get one of the slowest periods at Walt Disney World in Orlando on July the 4th in a decade. Meanwhile, the plunge of Disney stock to a decade low, coupled with South Park now mercilessly mocking the hollow shell of a woke company, sparked some hope, blah, blah, blah. So, Disney woes. I've already reported, did the other day. DEI, people are waking up to DEI. Finally, a cancer in society. But I don't want to cover it. That's enough. You get the point. And we'll still be talking about DEI as it dies a slow but agonizing death. Here's the one that I told you we would reflect back on. An unprecedented cover-up of the COVID, quote, vaccine as a, and here's the title of the article, bombshell vax analysis found $147 billion in economic damage, tens of millions injured or disabled. And since the corrupt and captured media still refuses to do its jobs and get to the bottom of who benefited and what were the full consequences from rushing the biggest medical experiment in history, it is the independent media which is increasingly performing the investigative role of the mainstream media that will benefit from the corruption and capture that has dominated what was once the Fourth Estate but is now a waning shadow of its former formidable self. So this is just a condemnation of mainstream media that colluded with the pharmaceutical company and the government to get people to take a vaccine that they knew was not a vaccine and, in fact, never should have been given to the public. $147 billion in economic damage. I think it's far worse. Here was the next one. In March, as the world was rocked by a relentless wave of bank runs, the second largest bank, Swiss bank, got Lehman'd and failed over a long weekend despite obtaining a government backstop just hours earlier. The title of this article was Credit Suisse to borrow $54 billion to preemptively strengthen liquidity. 167 years that company had been in business, done. UBS took over, fraction of the money. By the way, first time in the history of ATM machines during that period, we went to an ATM to get money for parking, and it said, you have money in our bank, but we can't give it to you. And there were three of us waiting at that machine, and a lady went to get her money, and I thought, that's weird. You know, and you get the old, well, she doesn't have any money in the bank. And then another guy stepped up, and he did the same. And but, you know, we didn't talk to him, and then but nobody got any money. Then we stepped up to the machine and then saw the message, and I went, holy cow. That was the first time it kind of hit me. What if there's, you know, you can't get your money out of the bank? Now, what's changed? Have we fundamentally done something different? This has been months ago. This has probably been the last 6 months. Have we fundamentally done something different that now makes it to where you feel, oh, well, that's all past? Because I don't believe it. There's a lot more still waiting in the wings. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Politicians want to pretend that we've just, you know, suddenly gone from 1 year to the next and things have gone away, and that's not the case. But I'm telling you, if some of these things that started years ago, not just last year, years ago, are still festering and they aren't going away. You can't have a $34 trillion deficit with a trillion dollars of interest, debt service on the debt, and not be concerned. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I talked earlier about the bank failure of Credit Suisse, one of the largest Swiss banks. But this group that is looking back on these various stories said on the last day of 2022, they predicted 2023 will be the year when something finally breaks. And they were talking about the monetary system. 3 months later, they were proven right when the soaring interest rates, U.S. regional banks suddenly found that the value of their fixed income collateral was worth far less when marked to market than the deposits it was pledged against. And this resulted in liquidity problems and fears, solvency fears, led to a run on the banks that I alluded to when I told you there was no money when I went to the machine. It says, you got money in our bank, but we're not going to give it to you. And I remember that feeling of in my mind, I didn't have a lot of money in the bank, but what I had in there I needed. So it was like, what? And all we were trying to do was get $20 to pay for parking because we'd gotten free tickets to an event. So we figured, that's worth the family outing. All you got to pay is 20 bucks. I mean, where are you going to spend 20 bucks going out anywhere? So if that's all we had to spend, pardon me, it was worth it. And we found out there's no money in the bank. Or there was money in the bank, but they wouldn't give it to us, which is worse. It's one thing to go there and, I ain't got no money in here, but let me look anyway. But it's a whole other when you go, I have it and you're not going to give it to me? What? Anyway, pretty interesting to me that as we look at all these different things that are going on in the world, it's just a recap. Here's one. FDA lawyer essentially said the doctors were, in fact, free to prescribe ivermectin to treat COVID-19. Now, I don't know if you remember this. If you would go and ask your doctor to give you that, they would ridicule you. Oh, you want horse tranquilizers and stuff like that. And there were doctors that go, I'm not prescribing that. Now, what's funny is if you said, well, listen, when I went to the doctor and I had COVID, and the guy goes, I said, well, give me whatever the cure is. He goes, well, there is no cure. They had me connected to an IV. They go, there is no cure. He goes, well, I'm going to go get you some Z-Packs. And that's as good as we can do right now. I was like, okay, fine, whatever. So he goes and he got me the Z-Packs. I took one on site. Now, keep in mind, when I went in, I was starting to feel really ill. And my blood sat was down, my oxygen saturation was down, and Melissa goes, we're going in. So we go in, and we couldn't do anything. They put me on an IV because I was dehydrated severely, and that helped a lot. But then they gave me the Z-Pack, and I tell everybody this story because I wanted to, if it helps you, great. Within 2 hours of taking that Z-Pack, it was like I never had COVID. So I tell everybody, take a Z-Pack. Now, Kevin, there's no reason why Z-Pack should work. I don't disagree with you. But it did. And I had a prescription for 4 more pills. God is my witness. I woke up the next morning. I felt tremendous. It was like I never had COVID. I've been fighting it for 3 weeks. It was like I never had it. From the 2 hours from the moment I took that Z-Pack, gone. And from what I heard from people that took ivermectin, not only did it get rid of the COVID, but I hear it's practically a miracle drug for cancer. So why aren't more people taking it? And they wouldn't let you. You couldn't get a doctor, not many, to prescribe it. We had to go off the grid and do a set, like hire. I felt like I was dealing drugs. Listen, can you come over to the house on the down low and get us some ivermectin? Because when Melissa finally got it, we were like, well, we're gonna use the homeopathic stuff. Going back to this story, though, they say that now they said the case has been brought by 3 doctors who allege the FDA unlawfully interfered with their practice of medicine with the statements. And they said then a federal judge dismissed the case in 2022, which prompted an appeal. The fundamental issue in this case is straightforward. After the FDA approves the human drug for sale, does it then have the authority to interfere with how that drug is used within the doctor-patient relationship? The answer is no, said Jared Kelson, who was representing the doctors, and this is what he told the appeals court. Now, here's what the real irony is and the hypocrisy. The FDA, August 21 of of 2021, wrote on Twitter, "You are not a horse, you are not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it." And this is in with respect to people taking ivermectin. And it turned out that most of the people who believed the lies were, this writer says, sheep. Ivermectin worked. They knew it worked. The same way they knew that hydroxychloroquine worked. And they didn't want you to take the thing that they knew would work because it would not let them steal money from you and cost you trillions, not billions, trillions of dollars in BS. How many lives could have been saved if the government told us the truth? And here's what I'll tell you. We're still learning about it. We're still going to learn more. And as we learn more, understand this. None of it is going to benefit the government. One of the biggest stories that, again, started back in 2016, the government should have covered it. The DOJ should have gotten involved. And they did, except they got involved as part of the cover-up. And we're going to talk about this story all this year. We're going to probably go, it'll go into next year even. And it'll, this one might get resolved. I don't know. You'll be the judge of it for yourselves. But the cover-ups. 3 years, less than 3 years from when Hunter's notebook emerged in the media. The entire deep state apparatus, this guy writes, was defending it. 51 former CIA spies vowing it was Russian propaganda until all of its official contents were leaked in what they called a trove of nearly 10,000 Hunter Biden desktop photos and docs appear on an organized website. Somebody remember they put it on the website and said you can search for it now, use taxonomy, look for whatever. Among the contents were not only documented acts of criminal debauchery, but also proof that the Biden family was engaged in flagrant influence peddling on behalf of such foreign entities as Ukraine and China. And alas, the U.S. justice system is now so corrupt and broken, and the media so captured, this news has seen barely any coverage and follow through. That was the huge story that will remain. And here's one of the things that somebody asked. Are they still looking into these LLCs? Is there money flowing in and out of these LLCs? That's a very good question. Think about it. The Biden family was making millions of dollars. Hunter was on the prowl. They were selling influence. The question begs, what are the financials right now? If you start a business and, I don't know, selling widgets, and you ramp up and you get to where you're making millions on your widgets, does it just drop off? My short answer is no. You'll see a trend line. It'll start to decline, but it won't drop to zero. So two questions. One, if there is a trickle of money, are they following it still? That's number one. Number two, if the money stopped, you got to ask yourself why. Either way, not good news for Joe Biden and his son. So it just, all these stories are out there. There is no timeline. There is no, well, this is calendar year for this or that. No, this is what these people do. I want to, when I say what they do, I'm talking about they lie. They won't look into stuff. I want to cover this one because we'll barely have enough time. But anyway, they say the CDC finally released their VAERS data for COVID vaccines. It was one of the most popular articles of the year. They claimed that the vaccines were safe and effective. Spoiler alert, they were neither. But here's the other part. We're going to dig into this going forward. And we're going to learn a lot more about what this government did to kill people.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.